Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Intel's chips already go into many laptops, but it's now making a play for television sets and cable boxes. The chipmaker has announced details of an integrated chip package codenamed Sodaville, designed to run web and video applications on television sets. The chip package includes a processor based on the Atom used in devices like netbooks. Sodaville chips will have the processing power and audio-video components necessary to run rich media applications such as 3D graphics or decoding two full 1080p high-definition video streams, according to Intel. The company's working with Adobe to port Flash Player to the media processor, something that will help bring playback of internet video from sites like YouTube directly to set-top boxes or television sets. IBM wants to manage BlackBerry devices for enterprises and will now do so for a fixed cost. It's been offering BlackBerry management services for businesses, but there was no standard cost model. Now an enterprise can pay a fixed fee per user per month, and IBM will manage the BlackBerry service, including secondary end user support, integration with corporate back-end systems, and monitoring services. Depending on the services delivered, enterprises will pay $15 to $18 per user per month. The Authors Guild, the Association of American Publishers, and Google will get more time to modify their proposed settlement to settle lawsuits the two organizations filed against the search company over its book search service. The judges granted a request made earlier this week by the Authors Guild and the AAP to postpone the final fairness hearing on their proposed settlement agreement with Google. The proposed agreement has generated a lot of controversy from critics who say it gives Google too much power to set book prices. Research in Motion sales rose, but profits fell for the second quarter. But the BlackBerry maker said its efforts to move beyond enterprise users and sell more devices to consumers are going well. More than 80% of the new subscribers to its BlackBerry service were non-enterprise customers. The company shipped 8.3 million devices and added 3.8 million subscribers during the quarter. RIM is slightly different from most other handset vendors in that it sells phones but also operates a service network for delivering email to end users. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.